Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is episode 697, and I don't sit here and count the episode numbers, but I just know that this is really close to 700, and I'm just having those moments of like, it's just wow, like wow. I reference this book all the time, and it's The Gap and the Gain. I cannot stress it enough. Spend more time standing in the gain, which means you are comparing yourself to your past version of yourself, not where you're not yet. And most of what we do is we stand in the gap and we look outward of where we aren't yet. And that can be really devastating because we are not comparing ourselves to others and we don't know their story. We don't know what they're walking through. And it's really important to compare ourselves to ourselves. So just having this moment. And so many things that I want to share in coming into this kind of episode and milestone, but I really wanted to share something about NLP and what I have learned. So stay with me because NLP is definitely a sciencey type, right? I've got this science background. I love this. It is really so many tools and modality. It is neuro-linguistic programming. And these tools and subconscious reprogramming have really changed how I operate in my life and business over the last 4 years. I don't even recognize myself, to be honest. And I smile when old past versions of myself pop up and I see it. I mean, listen, I still have those parts where it's like I'm the fighter and I'm feisty and all these things, and that's just who I am. But I can see that there's something that is really different about me, and it has taken so much time to allow this to occur for this part of myself to come forward. And I really wanted to share what this journey is like. And I feel that NLP, the study of NLP, I'm a practitioner, master practitioner, and NLP trainer, and I run my own coaching certification called Outspoken. One of the most number one things this has taught me, I could say so many, but we're going to follow my gut on this one, is compassion. It has taught me compassion for myself and for others, and understanding this viewpoint, how we see the world, and knowing that we all have our own internal representation of how we see the world. This is not a slam myself moment because I know that's not productive and that's not what we're coming from. But it is coming from the space of recognizing that I have far more compassion for myself as I learned how to let go of that perfectionist structure so long ago. Even now, if somebody sends me, I actually love it when you guys do this. If somebody's trying to upset me, you're probably not listening to this podcast though, but if you're trying to upset me in social media and you send me a screenshot of a mistake, a grammar mistake, or something that I've made, I literally laugh and I'm like, yeah, that's on brand. We're on brand. That's what we do here because we just honestly stop thinking and put your work out into the world. We'll figure the rest out. So I want to share a little bit about what NLP is and how it has taught me compassion. So NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, came into my life about 10 years ago, although I didn't know it was called NLP. I didn't understand it. It was the work of Tony Robbins. His work impacted me tremendously when I was in a space of really struggling with our story of dealing with teen substance abuse. And I realized that the words that I was speaking every day, they actually had power. I was waiting for my life to change. I was waiting for my world to change. And of course, it wasn't changing. And I didn't understand why. It just wouldn't happen because I was working hard. I was doing the things that you're supposed to do. Put your head down, make it happen. And of course, it wasn't. I didn't understand why. I started to understand the power and practice of state. And what state was is on who we are at the identity, our core, our energy, because everything is energy. And so it was in this space of recognizing like the words that I was using, I felt stuck because stuck was the only word that I used. I was stuck all the time. So how could I not feel stuck? Because that's the only thing I was saying. I wasn't looking at what I was here to create. I was looking at my circumstances right now. And I know when you're in a dark place, it's easy to look around at the circumstances that you have and think like, this is not fair. When is this changing? Yeah. Enter state, Tony Robbins, and understanding. Fast forwarding that to really understanding the power of my language and the words that I used and what I was speaking, what I was thinking, how I was, you know, what my boundaries were, who got access to me. It wasn't until 2020 when I was in the hospital after back surgery, when I actually signed up for my NLP practitioner, which made absolutely no sense because I didn't have a job at that point. I had lost my job. I was trying to figure out how to walk again. And I had heard a very simple message on a podcast talking about the difference of what NLP had done for them in their life. And I went, that's fascinating. I had not taken time to actually heal, to slow down, to, you know, just not muscle through changing the story, but recognizing that that story can change and it required slowing down and healing and learning different ways and feeling the emotions that I was feeling. I hadn't really given myself time to do that because why would I do that? I had shit to do, right? I had work to do. Like that was the whole mindset. And by slowing down and listening, those were some of my very first experiences of self-compassion. I just didn't know it at the time. Before, I didn't trust my voice or my message. Deep down, I had that perfectionist people pleaser on repeat. Like I pushed so super hard to burn out regularly as though it was a badge of honor. And I didn't listen. I was in this constant spiral of proving my self-worth. And I mean, there's your first clue. If you're ever proving something, stop. Like literally, that's a road sign right there that it's you're in the wrong direction. Because who are you proving it to? You're not proving it to anyone else. You're trying to prove it to yourself. And that's because you don't approve of yourself. Ouch, if that is the first time you've heard me say that. But it's true. If you're in a proving energy and you are coming from the space of you have to prove to others that you can be successful, it's the wrong energy and you're going to be depleting yourself over and over and over and not getting the results that you want. So I was in this constant search of like strategy and trying to figure out what the next step was and thinking of self-worth and compassion and all those things just felt like that's just dumb. I'll do that later when I have time for it. I'm laughing at myself, trust me. And it was on this constant search for more strategy that someone else had the answer that I did not have. And if they could help me move my blocks, then I could be able to generate money. I could be able to do X, Y, and Z. I was in this constant pacing and proving energy. That's exhausting when I even think back to it right now. That meant most of my decisions were not coming from a space of empowerment at all. They were coming from a space of lack, like a lack that I am missing something. I am broken in some way. And I need to get something from someone else, from an expert who can help me to change that. And it's so interesting because, I mean, I still have a lot of mentors in my life right now who are incredible, but they add to what I am here to do. And I connect with them because I am aligned with their values, who they are, and they're moving in the direction that I want to move. Not because I'm missing something, not because I'm lacking, not because, oh my gosh, this FOMO fear that if I don't do it, I will be missing out on something. I don't operate from that space anymore. I operate from like, listen to what you need, Marsha, and who can best support you in that direction. And I'm going to say this, honestly, I don't think I've ever said this before, but if you're looking for someone else to support you in your mission, in your business, and you don't support yourself on a daily basis, there's no external that's going to fix you. There's just not. It's not going to happen. And the one premise of NLP is living at cause. So what does that mean, living at cause? It means that you are responsible for how you choose to respond to your life, that we're not in a space of constant reaction, that you learn how to respond to your life. You're able to show up and like share and be in the space of taking care of your priorities and what you need. And so It is such a strange journey, but a very interesting journey, because compassion is something when I really stop and think, what have I learned? It is compassion. And it's compassion for, even on a deeper level, let me explain, that with NLP, you really start to look at like the root cause of what some of those stories are, the root cause of those limiting beliefs. And those limiting beliefs, we all have them, right? When we operate from that sense of have to, push, need, like lack, we're doing it because we have this old story that's on repeat that's literally keeping us stuck. And so as I started to understand the NLP processes, the tools and techniques that I was learning, I could look at the root cause of what we were walking through. And it took that tough experience to be able to recognize that I can't just push my way through life. I can't just like do more and make things happen. Because what happened is that I was creating a business that, you know, from the outside, I could look at and go, that's amazing. Like I'm proud of this. From the inside, I was still feeling this void, this lack, this piece that I didn't understand. And it's because I didn't stop to listen to what I needed. I wasn't practicing compassion with myself. And it's taken a long time to learn this lesson. And I can 100% say that that has happened through the tools of NLP. I've learned the power of self-compassion, of listening to what I need, of valuing what I need, of giving it back to myself, of catching my language, not judging myself when the language is off, not judging myself when I'm doing too much, of asking for help and allowing myself to receive. That is going to be a topic on its own completely. But being in the space of asking for help and allowing myself to receive, allowing others to get on board with the vision and what I want to create, sharing that experience with others, that has made me such a different person today. And recognizing that, again, picking battles, right? What do I don't have to battle half of what I thought I did. Listening way more than ever, honoring my energy like it's gold because it is, asking for what I need support with, and honoring and valuing it. I prioritize rest, self-care, healing, and subconscious reprogramming tools. But I think one of the things that's important when it comes to NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, that has taught me compassion, is I am able to look back at those past versions of me and recognize there was nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with my brain. I wasn't missing something. It's not that I was not qualified. It was none of those things. It was the fact that my brain was doing what its job was. It was actually doing what its number one job is. My brain, my subconscious mind, the number one job is to keep me safe. It's the number one job. That's it. That's the number one job. Keep me safe, protect me, right? So when I would push and I'd put that armor up and I wouldn't let anyone in, I did it because I wanted to feel safe, not because it wasn't capable for me to make these changes, not because I couldn't do it, not because I didn't have the skill set. It's my brain was trying to protect me. I was trying to protect me at all times because those were the tools, those were the strategies that worked when I was up to the age of 8 years old. That was the process that I learned as a child, is put that armor up, push hard, don't let anyone in, don't show struggles, and just like make it happen. And that tenacity and grit, there is nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with the way that I was raised. I'm just sharing. This is that mindset. This tenacity and grit has served me so well in my life, and I still use it. Don't get me wrong, I still use it. But NLP has allowed me to recognize that method of coping, of like navigating life, was because that's what my brain's job was. That's what it was doing. Those were skills I learned from a very young age. I actually had to unlearn them in order to allow myself to learn the power of compassion. I had to unlearn holding up the armor, like being in this barrier and in this space, so that I could learn compassion. And sometimes we have to be in really low points in our life in order to learn compassion. And I say this message for the females that are out there. It's going to be males too, but I just want to speak to the females for a second. So many people come into my world and they're like, but I give to other people so deeply. I can do that. I'm like, you might be able to, but you're not even scratching the surface of the depth that you can give to others because you don't know how to give that to yourself yet. And when I learned how to give compassion back to myself, I now have so much more compassion for others too. It's not coming from a space of deficit where my cup was bone freaking dry and I'm trying to give to others in this self-righteous way without giving to myself first. Learning that my brain was just doing its job and to not hold this grudge and resentment for how I have navigated things and recognizing that I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't done those steps and all of those years in the way that I did. So NLP has taught me that I'm not broken. There was nothing wrong with me. There was not a strategy that I was missing that pieced me back together. It's that my brain was doing its job all along. And it can be rewired at any time. It can be changed at any time. The story can be changed at any time. Thoughts and words and beliefs can be changed at any time. With consistent practice and, like, I want to say work, because I do think that is work consistently. If people could see what I do on a daily basis, I got asked this recently on a podcast, like, tell us what you do on a daily basis to help with programming your subconscious mind. And I want to share this. Like, what happens is that with NLP, we use tools to change the root of the story, the root of the limiting belief. We follow it up with subconscious reprogramming. That includes hypnosis, subliminals, tapping, any kind of tool like that that can help you to solidify the direction that you're moving in, right? Our thoughts are only ever replaying the past or creating the future. So subconscious reprogramming helps to put that into place so that it's like, this is what I'm working towards. This is the rewiring that I'm doing. So on a daily basis, I probably listen to a couple hours of subliminals a day while I am working, whether I'm working, cooking, whatever that is. I do listen to podcasts daily, for sure. I listen to them daily and audiobooks. But when it comes to this, I listen to subliminals a couple hours a day. I listen to at least one hypnosis a day. It is almost always at night as I'm going to sleep. And sometimes it's first thing in the morning. I do hypno breathwork sessions where I do them once a week in the infrared sauna, the best way to do it. Seriously, it's like infused with the sauna and the light. And then also the breathwork is a way to release tight subconscious limiting beliefs and holds that are there. And it's one of my favorite things to do. I probably do at least 1 to 2 hypno breathwork sessions a week. And then sometimes I kick myself into gear with like an EFT tapping that I will do a series of tapping for a week on a consistent basis. But knowing that all of those tools together help me on a daily basis. That's just the subconscious reprogramming tools. Like, we're talking a couple hours a day just doing that work. And I fit it in and it's part of everything that I do. But this is the power of understanding, like, my subconscious mind, your subconscious mind is running 95% of what is happening in your life right now. 95%. So all of your beliefs, who you are at the core, is run through your subconscious mind. And it is all based on like old programming, old patterns that are there. So it requires support, consistency, repetition. Because we're thinking 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day, 80 to 90% are repeated from the day before, and 90% and more are negative. So it is our responsibility, if you want to create change, that yes, this work is required on a daily basis. And I've just adopted it just like I do exercise. It's part of my life. So a client will say to me, do I have to do this every day? I'm like, well, do you think every day? And then, they're like, well, of course. I'm like, well, then, and what are your thoughts typically? And as they start to spell them out, I'm like, so what do you think the answer is? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, yes. You get to a space of, I get to do this work, not I have to do this work. And when you can start to see the changes that happen, it's incredible. So I have more to share on this, but I really want to share this piece on doubling down on these tools and that NLP has taught me compassion and what has happened with that compassion and how I can pay that forward and help others with in my containers. And we are supporting like easily 10 times the clients that we did last year. And that has been from more aligned offers, things that are in line with the work that I think that we're here to do, communicating that, as well as the bigger piece of the puzzle is me listening to what I need and giving back to myself and feeding myself and fueling myself and compassion for who I am, what I'm walking through. That also means, I just want to caveat here, compassion is interesting because I don't want you to think that you have this set box of like, I do all these self-care things every day and I don't have a challenge, because I don't think that's true either. I think we're always building this toolbox. And it's interesting because when you build the toolbox, there's like almost this, can sometimes get really messy in there, right? There's stuff everywhere. It's like, I don't know what to grab. I don't know what to do. But it's this piece that sometimes we're going to be walking through things that are more challenging than others, and we will need more. That means stopping and listening to what do we need? How can you put more boundaries in place? Recognizing that as your business grows, you're being asked to hold more. That means holding and supporting more clients. And at this point, we attract a lot of big stories. Like, they're big stories that most people would not want to have to, you know, navigate in their plate. Me, I get excited because I'm like, oh, I can see what's coming. I can see what's going to happen. These are the changes that are going to come in place. And I'm so excited that I get to support clients with these tools in whether they are speaking, coaching, writing, podcasting, publishing their books. We're doing it all right now. And the more I double down on compassion for myself, the more I can give into these containers and the more I can teach them, especially. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. You've literally been fighting yourself for most of your life. And your subconscious mind was only doing what its job was, and it was to protect you from pain, from you know, potential danger, from scare, from scarcity, from what is out there. It was just doing its job. So it's a beautiful freeing thing when you recognize there's nothing wrong with you at all. I wanted to share this with you because as we're coming into the waitlist for Outspoken is opening on Wednesday, May 1st. Now, I say this wrong every time. Sorry. Waitlist is open. It's in the show notes. The doors are opening on May 1st for the next cohort of Outspoken, which begins in September. You'll get access to the portal, to everything long before then, but the calls start in the third week of September. And as of right now, those doors are opening. We have the waitlist that's there. There's a lot of cool bonuses that are there. And I would love, if this speaks to you and you want to learn more about it, please reach out. You can connect through the show notes. You can connect with me personally and ask me any questions that you have. I'm an open book and I am here to share it. But this one really hit me in that I wanted to share how powerful it is when you can learn compassion for yourself. And you can come from a very grounded, whole, centered space. You have so much more capacity to give in your life, in your business, and so many things can change. So many. I'm full testament of it. And I cannot wait to share as this year continues to go on how much my life and business have changed because of it. So I'm beyond grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. Have a good day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.